9, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every Thursday at this time, we like to connect with Lisa Newell. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. It comes out on Thursdays, and she'll tell you everything that's going on in the breeze. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. It's beautiful out. Absolutely beautiful first day of fall.
Oh, is it? I guess I always lose track. I guess it is first day of fall. Okay. My whole life, I have always been a well, it's the 20th, the 21st, 22nd, or 23rd. It's somewhere in that vicinity. That's if you mm-hmm. honest to God, if you press me, that's what my answer would be. So thank you for the reminder. We've got a story about a hockey hero.
Yes, a lot of people remember Dan Buccella, and I think that's the way he pronounced his last name. He was on the 2012-2013 championship ice players team.
Okay.
He is a super nice guy. He's a Canadian who lived down here, just as nice as any Canadian, myth you've ever heard. But he got sick, within a couple of days. He was sick, and they didn't know what was going on. Anyway, it is very, very serious. He is in an absolute fight for his life. He has leukemia. He has acute myeloid leukemia. And the family and friends or neighbors, everyone is trying to do everything they can do to help him. He had to be rushed to UAB. He's out of network there, unfortunately. His family is, he's got a wife and children, and they're just reeling from this whole thing. I actually bought a car from him at Frontier Motors when he worked there. But he's been working at Sunrise Marine for a while. But a lot of people know him as Bucky. They used to call him Bucky. And so they're doing a lot of things to raise money. They've got T-shirt sales. They've got blood drives, platelet drives, lots of things, that you can do to help out, even if it just is a small gesture just to help him get over this hump and hopefully save his life.
Oh, man, I hate that it's happening to him, but I love that about our community, that we do stuff like that. You guys also have a story about rent hikes that are concerning some folks, right?
Right. There's an apartment complex in the heart of Gulf Breeze, right behind the Gulf Breeze Sound Methodist Church, called the Breeze Apartments. A long time ago, it was called Huntington Arms. And it's been there since the 60s. It's very dated. It's, not a great place to live. But a lot of people like to live there because of the location and its proximity to the church, especially a lot of elderly people.
Okay.
And a lot of them pay, maybe $500 a month. Some of them pay a little bit more. Anyway, they were told they had 2 weeks to either sign a new contract, paying like $1,800 a month for some of them.
Wow.
Or they had to find another place to live. And you know how difficult that is right now, especially if you're elderly, if you're sick. So a lot of people are saying, what can we do to help these people? We know rent is, outrageous right now. And a lot of them just do not have the funds. They're living on fixed incomes. So, we really don't blame the developers. They say, look, the market, we'll bear this, so we understand, but it is a bad situation. A lot of people are finding themselves in this situation, not just the people from the Breeze Apartments, but this rent situation is out of control.
Well, and with, interest rates keep going up, so people can't qualify for mortgages, so they stay in renting, or they're forced into renting or something, and so that's too much demand on the rental market, making prices there go higher and scarcity of the supply. I mean, these are the problems. And, it's awful to hear them going through that. But, this is happening to lots of folks. You had a discussion about the CRA, approving some money for undergrounding of utilities.
Yes, the Community Redevelopment Agency of Gulf Breeze, they have approved $2 million to be put toward undergrounding of utilities in that area of Gulf Breeze. This has been something that has been going on for a long time. They've been looking forward to having this for several administrations, and now they're finally going to move forward. And so they've made a deal with the SPL, and they're going to start doing the underground utility work. I'm not sure when it's going to start, but how these things start. They get approved, and then it takes a while. You have to get all the paperwork done and everything. So, and hopefully it's not going to be too much of a disruption to people, but it will be so worth it in the end because it will be so much more resilient. And, of course, you get rid of those eyesores, all the utility poles and things like that.
You don't drive around the neighborhood and think, man, what we need is more utility poles and above ground electric wires. You never thought that before? The scenic.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't think about that.
Yeah, no, me either. All right. Now, this, I love this because you guys are paying attention to stuff that's going on that people have questions about. You've got a story on love bugs, which are.
Yeah,
there are a couple of them right now. So.
Yeah. Well, this time of year, they're just, you know, they come around and float around. They get on your car. They're such a mess. We actually have a story that was written by the University of Florida IFAS person, Carrie Stevenson.
Okay.
Kind of tells you where they came from and what to do about them. And it is very interesting. I think everyone needs to, you know, wants to know, why do we have these? Why do we have these now? And what do we do? And how do we get rid of them? And are they harmful? And,
well, what you, you know, do what is you don't stare. I mean, that's the important part, not to stare. You know, it's rude.
Yeah, but it's interesting because, you know, of course, we've dealt with these our whole lives and trying to figure out what they are and what, you know, anyway, it's interesting. Yeah, but we also I want to say the good news is that Gulf Reef Dolphins beat their first district opponent last week. So they're 1-0 in district, so very excited about that. And, of course, we've got a great volleyball team, 8-0. They are doing fantastic right now.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, and we're working on Splash for October. We're so excited about that. It's going to be so much just going on in October. It is really going to be full of information about what to do and where to go. And right now all the Halloween stuff is starting. Tomorrow, Public Lands Day.
Oh.
You can go and work and clean up the Fort Pickens or any of the national parks and get free admission and also get some other freebies as well. Get like a you know, get to see a park ranger give you a tour or whatever. And so it's going to be a beautiful day to do that. And, you know, nice to get out, get some exercise, fresh air, and clean up our environment.
Outstanding. Well, lots of stuff in the paper. You can read more in depth and get stories that we didn't even get a chance to talk about. Lisa Newell is a publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday. Lisa, as always, thanks for keeping us up to date on what's going on in the community. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I'll see you in the breeze.
You bet.